Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Because all you need is one good guy like you under you to build the business. I bet he's kissing your butt because he's looking at you saying, this guy's going to make me rich.
On my house, hello?
Okay, Carlos, it's Mike here.
What's up, Mike?
Okay, just so you know, I'm recording and I got your permission to record.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're an Herbalife distributor. Okay, is this your first multi-level marketing?
Yes. I had guys from Amway.
Okay.
Approximately 5 years ago, and there was nothing wrong with the business at all. I actually had net income every month. I didn't pursue it. I had moved, and I had other issues in my life, and I just didn't follow up with it. When I got introduced to Herbalife, I got introduced as a customer. I lost 51 pounds in 2.5 months.
Okay, that's great.
I kept it off. I felt awesome, and I realized, hey, I'm in Miami, and a lot of people in Miami want to look good because it's the Sunshine State.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know what? I'm in Miami. Paul Zane says that the wellness and health industry is going to be $1 trillion the business soon.
Right.
Why not dig into this? Because I'm getting started at the right time. This was something that I thought of myself. And then I went and found somebody to explain to me about Herbalife.
Okay.
So when I did that, I got into it. Prior to this, I sold cars.
You sold cars?
Yes.
Used cars, new cars, or what?
I worked for Pecan South. We sold Mitsubishi, well, they still sell Mitsubishi, Hyundai, Daewoo, Lincoln, Mercury, Isuzu, and used cars.
Okay.
So five and a half years, I made a name for myself in the area, and I learned to market myself by trial and error.
Okay.
It got to a point that around the fourth year, I stopped taking fresh ups. I only worked on a referral basis.
That's correct.
I hired an assistant to come in 3 times a week and organize my files because I was just too busy.
So you must have been reading Joe Girard's book.
Correct.
And that was referred to you by Zig Ziglar.
Correct.
He's great.
That's exactly how we went. As I look to my right, to my library, I have maybe 40, 50 books on sales and marketing. I learned to market myself. I bought the best programs. I did everything that I could to be able to sell cars without having to take the fresh ups. Now I'm in Herbalife. Last month's check net for me after my accountant does the taxes, well, that was almost $4,000.
Okay.
But I know that for some reason or other, I'm not doing my best at the marketing. I can feel it. I can't pinpoint it. No, maybe I'm missing something. I'm at an impasse. I'm at a plateau, and I feel that I'm just around the corner.
What has been most successful for you in your marketing with Herbalife? What has gone really good for you so far?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know if you know much about the personality type, but I'm a sanguine, and I'm an extrovert, and going face-to-face has done well.
All right, so you're out there hustling. Like, you're doing what 99% of us don't do. Because you and I know, you're an extrovert, I'm an extrovert, you have no problems talking to people.
At all.
But you know, out of 100 people, 98 would rather go crawl up in a corner and hide.
Of course.
Now, that's what you're going to be battling against. You say to yourself, if I could just find 10 people like me to push this business, I could retire.
Yes.
But going through all the people. It's like sifting, you know, you're looking for the pearls.
Yeah.
Going through all these people, finding those, that's what you're banking on in this business, really.
Well, you have a point, and you know, Mike, I have a saying, chance favors the prepared mind.
Right.
Just yesterday, I was giving a class on how to contact people one-on-one, because they asked me to. And somebody approached me in upline and said, they call me Q, so they said, Q, can we speak to you? I said yes. He says, no, you gave a great class. How's your recruiting going?
Yeah.
And I said, sir? He says, how's your recruiting going? Well, you know, it's there. Says, you know, because you sell well and you sell a lot of product every month. If you had five people under you, you would sell at least twice as much.
Right.
And that does make sense. I'm not big on recruiting, not because I don't try to. I've been into sales since I was 13. I sold flowers.
Okay.
And then I upgraded to plants, and the deal was that if Mr. Cap wanted $3 for this plant for him, anything I sold it for over was mine.
So were you selling direct sales?
I was actually selling plants on the street corner.
Okay. What other kind of sales did you hustle?
It was for Bally's Health Bars in the Wall Street area at Bally's Jackala Lane. That's a health spa. I was there as a program director, which is a glorified name for sales.
Okay, so you were selling memberships.
Yeah.
That's a hard sell.
Yeah, but I the Zig Ziglars, the Tom Hopkins, they taught me a lot, and I've implemented. I have a system where every week I look at my page on my PC, and I send out birthday cards,
great,
anniversary cards, and thank you letters. And if while they were there, I was able to get their kids in the birthday, which at times I try to slip in.
Right.
So when is your kid born? Really, that's fantastic. Really, so he's about what, 8? Oh, that's awesome. Great. I write that down, and I send their child a birthday card, which impresses them because they are like, hey, he remembered my kid.
Absolutely, that's what Joe Girard did, and that's exactly what you need to do.
But I feel like I need. I can, let's say I was at my peak every day, and I spoke to 50 people. I got 10 names. I'm still missing somewhere. Another 10, 20 names a day. I'm sure if I could market myself in some format.
Okay, I think I know exactly where you are, because you're at where I was at one time. You know, I studied Zig Ziglar, I studied Brian Tracy, all those guys, and I became a very good, I think a pretty good salesperson. You never master the skill, but if you compare me or probably compare you with 100 other people, you're probably going to be one of the leaders as far as selling. And you probably say to yourself, God, if there were just 100 of me, if I could duplicate myself, you'd be rich, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Do you want to be rich and retire?
Of course I do. You know that, brother.
Okay. Well, that is the missing element, I think, right now. You say you've never heard of J. Abraham, and you've never heard. You know what marketing is, but you don't really know what it is.
Correct.
And I'll tell you what it is right now. It's salesmanship multiplied. So it's Carlos selling. Let's say it's you selling a customer on Herbalife products. But instead of you doing it one-on-one, expending your energy doing it, marketing will allow you to take your sales message, whether it's an audio tape of you selling somebody, or whether it's a video of you selling somebody, or whether it's a sales letter, or a fax, or a newspaper advertisement, or a magazine advertisement, or any form of your sales message, which you know works, because you know if you can get in front of 10 people, you may be able to sell and sell product to at least 3 or 4 of them, right?
I'll be honest, my closing in the ratio is 7 out of 10.
Okay, but there's only one Carlos.
Correct.
And you can't be everywhere at one time. But what if you took your sales message and put it into a form that you could write down, or put on a video, or put on an audio tape? There could be 1,000 Carloses now, couldn't there? delivering your message? Okay, that's what marketing is going to teach you. It's going to teach you leverage, how to take yourself and clone yourself, and how to keep your sales message playing in front of your customers without you actually having to be there. Does that make sense? That's what marketing is. That's the only missing ingredient. See, there's only so much time. You don't have the time to be everywhere, and you're doing great with your efforts, but you need to multiply. You need to add some zeros to your bottom line, and the only way you're going to do it is by leveraging, using your sales message in a way that you don't have to get it out with your effort, and you do that through advertising. And when I say advertising, it could be, let's say if you're not out there, you know, using your shoe leather and you used some form of regenerating ad, let's say you sent a fax out, you know, or people who are ill health, and you said, you want to lose 50 pounds in the next 6 months, give me a call. And only the people who called you were the people you dealt with, the people who had a high level of interest. You could probably increase your closing rate, because people are calling you, your positioning is different, and all of them have raised their hand and said that I'm a little bit interested. And with your sales skills and your sensitivity to the subject and your belief in the product, since it's worked for you, you're going to probably sell them 100% of the time. Right? I mean, those are the people you want to deal with. You don't want to be calling on people that you don't even know have an interest in health or losing weight, because that's a waste of time. You only want to be selling or getting your sales message out to people who have raised their hand and said, I'm interested. And the way you do that is by using a regenerating, qualifying ad. Now, I was involved in multi-level marketing for years, and one thing that I became very frustrated in is recruiting, because you know that there aren't many people like you who can sell. And to try and baby someone and train them and waste your energy, you know, if the guy who recruited you, did he have to waste his energy in teaching you how to get excited about the product?
Honestly, sir, I've been giving them classes.
You see, he got lucky to find you, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually says that every day.
I bet he's kissing your butt, because he's looking at you saying, this guy's going to make me rich.
You're right.
Because all you need is one good guy like you under you to build the business.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He's just got to keep his minimum monthly.
Yeah.
What I would encourage you in, if you have the sales skills and if you want to learn this marketing, you're making some good money right now and you could probably keep doing this, but I would encourage you to start educating yourself and consider either getting control of your own line of health products, where you have control. And you can do it very simply. There are hundreds and hundreds of companies who will private label health products that are of the same quality as Herbalife. I promise you. Herbalife has the history and everything behind them, but you could get a line of herbal products and nutritional products that you feel just as good about if you do some research, and you can have them manufactured under your label, you know, Carlos's herbal supplements or whatever, for pennies. Do you realize the markup on these products?
No, I don't.
It's absolutely incredible. A $20 product probably cost them to make about $2. And I can show you on the internet. If you look on the internet, private label herbal products, you'll find private labelers and manufacturers of all kinds of herbal products. There are tons of them out there, and many of them of great quality. With the multi-level marketing, they have to market up big time. No multi-level marketing company is going to make money selling something with little margins. That's why it's so lucrative. And I would encourage you to get your own line of products. There are companies that will drop ship for you. You put your own label. And if you like selling and you're a good hustler and you can sell product, you can make a fortune just selling on your own the product, but you'll be keeping all the profit instead of giving it all to the multi-level company. If you like selling product, you can find it at steeper discounts from people who are high up in the company who have to meet their minimums, and they dump the product on the market. It's out there. Fresh, brand new product that you wouldn't be buying, it wouldn't be going, yeah. But if you really had customers who wanted product, you can pick that up yourself and do a search on eBay for Herbalife product. People who are dumping the stuff.
That makes sense.
And that may be an additional source of, you know, retail profit for you on the side.
That makes sense.
But I would encourage you to do this. I'd encourage you to look around on my website and kind of read some of the descriptions of what I have for sale. Listen to some of the audio clips. There's a guy named Jay Abraham who, if you've never been introduced to, is the granddaddy king of marketing. He'll open your eyes up to marketing concepts. You won't be able to sleep at night. That's how I was. And it is great stuff. And since you understand sales, you've got the hard work behind you. All those hours and years of studying Zig and Joe Girard and out there selling cars and stuff, you've got it now. Now you just need a little bit different way of thinking about your business and learning some ways to leverage your business while Carlos just pushes the buttons and doesn't do all the grunt work.
Well, let me ask you, Mike. I love your presentation. I love the fact that you're empathetic. What I'd like to ask you is, what would you recommend to market better?
I would recommend, do you like audio tapes or reading best?
Audio.
Okay. I would recommend you start with something called the J. Abraham Bootcamp Tapes. And this is preliminary material that he would send out to his seminar attendees before they came to his $20,000 seminar. It was a prerequisite that they had to study this before they got there, and it was to give them an introductory, a grounding in his marketing philosophies. It's 28 audio tapes. It's all his major core concepts, and it's an introduction to J. Abraham. And I would recommend you start with something like that. And I saw that set of tapes for $200. And I, what's that?
How many tapes?
There's 28 audio tapes. And I'll also include some booklets, some written information, some bonus material that you can stick in the bathroom or just throw in your car. Stuff that you can just start kind of immersing yourself with these concepts. And I offer 100% money-back guarantee. I assure you, you'll be blown away by it. And it will be the beginning, I think, of just a whole total different way of looking at business. It may change your mind on a lot of things.
I'd like to ask you four questions.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is a boot camp tape set. It's 28 tapes of $200. That's not bad. That's actually about $8 a tape.
That's right.
That's awesome. I know there's a money back guarantee, but I doubt that I would need it because it's good. And you know, I don't think I've ever sent anything back.
Okay.
What kind of payments do you take? Do you take credit cards?
Yeah, I take all of the above. Any major credit card, PayPal, check, money order, whatever you're comfortable with.
These tapes, they would at least help me break water?
Oh, it'll do more than break water. You could just study these tapes and have more ideas than you could work in a lifetime. But this marketing, and as you know, your sales education isn't an event. You don't go listen to one six-tape thing of Zig Ziglar and know how to sell. You learn your sales through experience. It's a process, but it'll be the beginning of a whole new dimension of your business education. So it is a starting point. If you feel like you want more, and many times, once you get a taste of this stuff, you want more and more. It's almost like addicting. And then you're going to come back to me and say, Mike, I've devoured this stuff. I want to go deeper. And then I'll set you up with more detailed content and specific seminar programs, some of the actual seminars I have that people pay $5,000 and $10,000 and $20,000 to go to, and I have those available for pennies on the dollar.
Well, I like that. What I'm going to do is, my third and fourth question is, did Shelly know that you like wacky tax stickers when you married her?
Did Shelly know? She did not know I liked wacky pack stickers. No. Do you know what wacky pack? Do you remember those?
Do I remember those? I'm jealous that you still have them and I don't.
I still have a whole stack of them, probably about 4 inches thick in my bottom drawer. I've saved them ever since. But they're not worth much, Carlos.
Huh?
Go on eBay. You can find them all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
sad that nobody would have that value to me, but I mean, that's my holiday. That's me growing up.
Did you collect them?
Yes, I mean, I love them. I used to, oh man, some of the stuff that they had, like the one you have here, Shot Wheels. I remember that.
I remember it too.
And Tina. That's funny. I love it.
I've got a whole stack of them in my bottom drawer. I remember as a kid just looking at them and reading them and collecting them. It's like what we did as kids. This is what the kids with the Pokemon cards do today.
Yeah, true. I mean, no offense, I still think that our stuff is a lot better for it. But,
yeah, instead of this Pokemon stuff.
I'm not sure of that. This is awesome. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to get up just so that you know. The reason why I even do this Herbalife,
yeah,
is to fund my company that I just started.
So what's that?
In September. It's called On Q Inc. On Q.
What is that?
Because they call me Q, and that's, you know, a play on words. If you look at my business card, which you don't have, I will mail to you.
Okay.
I'm a motivational speaker, youth group speaker, and sales trainer.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's the field that I want to break into.
So that's great.
I've had a lot of ideas. In about an hour and a half, I have to go see a director for a funding agency, which they have an organization for youth, and they're in 18 states and 16 countries. One of the people that saw me speak a few weeks back at this youth group home, and they liked me, and they asked me would I come in today to speak to them, and I won awards and stuff, and I said sure. What I'll do is I'll go on in and I'll, you know, see what we can work out. And they've already called me twice today to make sure that I was going.
See, that's excellent. But you see, and that's exactly what I do, but I do it in a way where I don't have to drive to do a presentation. You see, I know you're looking at my website right now, but you can develop a website similar to what I have and be able to reach more people anytime, anywhere in the world, and while you sleep. I have all 61 hours of my audio interviews on a CD-ROM that I give out free. You'll fill out the form, hopefully, and I'll send it to you absolutely free, where I can impact someone's life. And what does it cost me to put together a CD-ROM and send it out? $1.50, $2? That's exactly kind of what I want to do, encourage and help people and educate them in marketing, and at the same time make a couple bucks selling some used educational material. But the real big picture is helping youth and helping people who want to learn and having access to this information free.
I think that's you're right, and I would love to be able to, you know, just hear more info. I'm actually going to fill out this form right now.
Fill it out, get it to me, and then I know you've got an appointment. You can call me later, or you've got access to my email address. Think about what we've talked about. If you want the tapes, give me some money. The shipping on it, I'll even pick up your shipping to Florida, okay?
I thank you. You are awesome. I thank you for bringing me back. I'm quite impressed. I hope you have a great day, and please be aware that you'll be hearing from me this afternoon, and with the email, and I plan to get that tape set probably this week. I want to take in all of the info on your site, because I don't want to miss out on anything. And I guess I'll be a Joe Abraham junkie soon.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we'll talk to you later, Carl.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack packed your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles, so why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean, edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, HardToFindSeminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. Hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.